I speak this morning in the name of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Please have a seat. In his encounters with the religious authorities of his day, with the chief priests and the elders of the people and the scribes and the Pharisees, Jesus had a way of stirring things up just a little. But he didn't really very often do that by introducing new ideas. Often, what Jesus was doing was something quite different. He's doing it this morning. Often, Jesus was reminding the leaders of Israel of their original true mission. Israel was chosen, but Israel was not chosen for the sake of privilege. Israel was chosen to be righteous, but not just so that they could sit back in satisfaction with their own righteousness. Israel was chosen for a purpose that went beyond its own borders. Israel was chosen with the purpose of helping a lost world find its way back to God. And they were to do that by giving an example of what it's like to live with the one true God, creator of heaven and earth, at the center of your life, corporate, communal, and individual. They were chosen to step out beyond themselves and to help those who really needed it, to help those whose lives perhaps weren't shining examples of holiness and respectability. Not to exclude, to be a light on the hill that draws the nations and all peoples back to the righteousness of God. They were chosen to help lost people find a way home. And Jesus calls out the leaders of the people on this today. He calls them out because they haven't received the message of Jesus' friend and his cousin, in fact, John the Baptist. John recognized that in order to fulfill her true mission, in order to be her truest, noblest self, Israel needed to go through some changes, and the first step in that change was repentance. And John calls all the people, all the priests, all the authorities, everyone, out to take that first step. And his message, for the most part, fell on deaf ears, except for among some really unexpected people. Jesus is not introducing anything new. He's reminding the leaders of Israel of who they really are and what their mission really is. And from that moment on, things start to change. We share that mission, established by God in a covenant with Abraham so long ago. We have that mission too. It's our precious inheritance. We have a mission. And every once in a while, it's important and healthy for us to recall ourselves back to that mission, because we get distracted. We have a mission. And in our parish, we sum up that mission in a really, really terrific mission statement: changing lives and sharing Christ. You're going to be hearing that a lot. And it's on our stationery, it's on our newsletters, it's on our bulletins, it's on everything we send out to you. It's on Milton and my calling cards, it's everywhere. Our mission statement, who we are. Say it with me, changing lives, sharing Christ. That's who we are. We're going to be talking quite a bit about that mission statement over these next few weeks, the weeks of late September and early October, which are traditionally focused on stewardship. But we're focusing on stewardship by focusing on mission. Because ultimately, that's what stewardship is. Stewardship is not really about keeping our institution going. Stewardship is not about keeping the lights on and the air conditioning running. And stewardship really isn't even about our own spiritual discipline of giving, though that's important, crucial to our spiritual health. Stewardship really is about mission, about continuing to share Christ and change lives. So, Father Milton has asked leaders of our parish, folks who are serving as your representatives on vestry, folks who have a heart for this place, to come up and share stories about what they love, about times that they have seen in their own personal experience, our mission, our grand mission, being worked out right in front of them. Now, I'd like to ask two representatives from vestry to come up to the chancel steps and join me. Sean Pettis and Doan Shockley. Christ shared, lives changed in lots of little ways. That's what these talks are about, and that's what mission is about.